Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of December, recording at 7:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, the least difficult thing to say in my analysis is that there is still no evidence that the global stock market rally is over. Now, the three known factors that could derail it, a rising oil price, a rout of the dollar from current levels, or a fear of an accelerated phase of rising short-term interest rates, remain very much in the wings. In other words, they are not on the stage. And the technical action, consequently, of this stock market rally remains consistent with further gains. So my best case scenario is still in with a possibility, and that is that we rally well into the first quarter of 2005, and I'm not looking beyond that at this stage, except to say that I'll be alert to problems. Okay, now how do we actually play it? Well, number of these Asian markets were firmer in here today, including India, where I have a big interest, including Japan, where I have a considerable speculative. Medium-sized speculative interest, and I'm a little bit rebounded here today, up, but well, exaggeration, up 126 points, 1.17%. Similar gains by the Hong Kong Hang Seng index, and while the Nikkei though is still very much in a trading range, not out of the woods yet, I am discouraged, or I was a bit discouraged, to see the Tokyo Second Section Index drift downwards again in here today. And that so often has been a leader, and it's leading in the wrong direction at this time. So without any other catalyst, the main influence potentially positive influence on Japan, maybe the one factor that has kept the index from breaking down through that little bit of lateral trading around the 10,500 level on the Nikkei 225, is the strength of other stock markets. I'm still hoping that the strength of other stock markets might be enough to cause a little bit of a late catch-up move by the Nikkei. But that's by no means assured, to state the obvious. Now, government bonds, a little bit softer on the treasuries in here today, currently trading at 112.21. That's down 6.30 seconds. So, not surprisingly, encountering a little bit of resistance up at the higher side of the trading band for the last 2 to 3 months. I had increased my short position there yesterday, as you may recall. Now, in currency markets, we had one of the big awaited news items, the U.S. trade deficit. People were expecting that would come in at around $53 billion, and it came in at $55 billion, so bigger than actually expected, more U.S. imports. The dollar, which had been soft before the figure was released, actually firmed afterwards and has maintained that firm tone. It was by no means a big run, but it remains firm. Now, I was asked the question, why is that? And I said, well, one of the reason is that it's one of those cases of sell the rumor, buy the news, and therefore a negative figure was discounted, but it was a bigger negative figure, if you consider it negative, than the market had actually been expecting. So that could also indicate no great surprise here that not all of the dollar shorts have yet covered. Now, will they cover, which would eventually cover, which would create a much bigger technical rally by the dollar than we've seen to date, or not? And I'm of the view that this is just a relatively minor technical rally for the dollar. In other words, nothing like the technical rally that we saw for the dollar between February and April of this year. meanwhile, a few of those index levels, and we've got the euro dollar at 132.91. That's down 22 ticks, and the dollar is having a better day against the yen, 105.54. That's up 71 ticks. So modest gains here against the dollar, but a bit stronger against the yen. The yen is not a hard currency. In the metal markets, we've seen some profit taking in here today, coinciding with the dollar's firmer tone. Now, remember, we had quite a good day yesterday in the metals, so they've given up some of that gold, 535.42. As I speak, that's down just over 3.5. The one that's been hit hard here is, it's been falling in recent days, is the palladium, and that will disappoint some of you and also me, because it did break down out of the lower side of what had been a fairly tight trading range and is moving towards the lower side of what is a very, very lengthy type 3 base, in my opinion. Now, palladium all along has been the laggard in this sector, as you as you're well aware, and we've seen this before. And I think palladium will continue to lag. In other words, while there's still question marks over whether gold's next $20 is on the upside or on the downside, and most of the market is raising that question, most of the investors in the market are raising that question, and similar questions for other precious metals, and palladium is definitely going to lag, and I would suspect there's been some speculative and some fund liquidation here. Now, I'm currently losing money on my palladium trade, and I'm tempted, as I've been saying before, I'm tempted to pick up more. The only thing that stayed my hand in here today was the fact that I've started buying silver, and I'd really rather buy more cheap silver if silver were to soften again. And I do have a buy order under the market, and if silver resumed its decline, I would put in more buy orders. But if we start to see a steadier dollar, a softer dollar in here, and that silver pattern edges higher, then I'll be content with what I've actually got, and provided I haven't missed palladium, I will certainly add to my long position there. It's one that really, really should have been bought on weakness only, and when I have bought it on weakness only, I've usually made money within the life cycle of that particular contract. When I paid up for it, and I've done that as well, then I've more often than not lost money within the life cycle of that 3-month contract. Okay, other items here. Natural gas, and I've got a still, although I cut my position by a third, taking a smallish profit the other day. this is still a fairly significant position, and it's getting back close to even on my March contract positions. This tends to bounce around a fair amount, as you're probably aware, but is quite steady in here today. I'm currently looking at the February position, which I don't own, but that's at 7.48, and I'll just put up the March contract position, lagging a little bit, but it's at 7.40. I'm still out of the money, but to where I was out of the money quite a bit at one stage, this is picking up and retrace most of that loss, and I think this is has a fair chance of getting up into the $8 to $9 region. But as a practical measure, if I see it continue to, it's been moving up in consecutive days, and if I see that continue to do so without a consolidation, I may well take out one of my additional positions just when it, as it's in the, as it becomes in the money, just as a sort of a more prudent trading practice. In other words, not hold out for too much in this choppy market environment. The industrial metals, they're all a little softer in here. I say all save one, copper. This was up just $11 here. That's not much, and the U.S. contract seems to have, well, it hasn't quite closed yet, but is currently, currently unchanged. And soybeans, I put a couple of charts of soybeans in, and they're closing, well, again, not closed, but they're near the highs right now at 550 on the March contract. And I own the January contract, currently trading at 551. Now, I hadn't mentioned, Europe showed mostly small gains today. The one exception was the UK market, which is down 14. That's only 0.3%. Wall Street was mostly on, has been mostly on the downside. Very modest declines today, but it's currently up about 13, 14 on the Dow, a couple on the S&P, 7.5 on the NASDAQ. And that's pretty much it in terms of all of today's action. Ah, just one other thing, that the crude oil is currently at 41.65. That's the U.S. Spot price for crude. And that's up in here again today. This continues to find support down at this just above the $40 level, and I suspect that if we haven't seen all the decline that I was looking for in this medium-term correction, what was clearly looked like a medium-term correction from the first downward dynamic a couple of months ago, that if we haven't seen all the decline, I suspect we're very, very close to it. And that I stick to my guns on the saying the ones, the supply and elasticity trades that were the first to correct may well be at the forefront of the recovery in this sector. A couple of more big items coming out on the U.S. dollar tomorrow and on Thursday, one of them being the current account deficit figure. Now, these are just statistics du jour. These are not what are going to determine the dollar's trend overall, but it will tell us a little bit more about the current supply-demand balance. Have an excellent evening.